In a letter seen by South Sudan in Focus, Elijah Alierquai, the managing director of the South Sudan Media Authority, ordered Jonglei state officials to lift the suspension order on Jonglei Radio with, quote, immediate effect and let Radio Jonglei resume its normal transmission freely without further interference, end quote. Quai further states that the station is a registered community radio by law, independent of government, political or commercial forces. Jonglei State Information Minister John Samuel Manyuon says he ordered the suspension of Radio Jonglei 95.9 FM because the station did not respect news bulletin protocols and, in his words, undermined the state's leadership. Manyuon claimed the station intentionally infringed on government protocols during the celebrations of May 16th Day, a public holiday, which is also called SPLA Day as it commemorates the founding of Sudan's People's Liberation Army in 1983.
It was on 16 years of 39th commemoration of the SPLA Day, whereby Radio Jonglei, when upon themselves to play their own politics that are not even their business. That's why we have to issue such an order pending investigation. More will be followed after the investigation when we exactly know their intention. But for now, we have to suspend the radio for a while.
Josephine Sachiro, the Secretary General of AMDIS, says the shutdown of Radio Jonglei denied South Sudanese their right to freedom of expression and press freedoms, which are enshrined in South Sudan's transitional constitution.
We really condemn this. It is not a good one. It's not a good one in the history of the radio. Radio Jonglei has been experiencing such situation closer of the operations from the state authority. We are asking the governor to be a little bit smart. He can ask for explanation. He can ask the management of the radio to explain what had happened. He can even go beyond by asking the station to apologize if in case of any failures, but not to close the radio, because the radio is the voice of voiceless. We give service to the people.
Ashiro H. Jonglei state official to embrace dialogue as a means of resolving issues that led to the station's closure. She says South Sudanese authorities should create a conducive environment for journalists to do their work. In his letter dated May 20th to the Jonglei Minister of Information, Quai told authorities in Jonglei to desist from interfering with the independent editorial policies of media houses. For VOA News, I am Deng Gaideng in Bor.